Jesus' name. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Spirit of God, we welcome you in this place. Take full control in the name of Jesus. Take full control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Father, we are grateful for your goodness. We are grateful for your faithfulness. We are grateful for your kindness. We are grateful for your mercy. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Just praise him. Just open up your mouth and thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah. Thank you for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you hear us. Thank you that you hear us, Lord. As we are in your will, you hear us, Father. Thank you for hearing your people, God. We worship your name. This city belongs to Jesus. This country belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. The Spirit of God is in this city. The Spirit of God is in this country in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Father, we believe in you. We believe in you. We believe in your power. We believe in your wonder. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Together, Jehovah,
Jehovah, you.
Oh Lord, I trust.
I trust in you.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord, Jehovah, you.
Yes, Lord, I trust.
I trust.
Hey.
In you.
I believe.
See
again.
I believe.
Oh, you. I trust.
I trust. God, all powerful, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are thankful that you're God. God that cannot lie. It is impossible for you to lie. What you say is what is. You are the God who changes our lives. You are the God who moves mountains. The God who helps us fulfill our destinies. You are the covenant-keeping God. You forget nothing but our sins when they are under the precious blood of Jesus. But every promise you've made, you keep. For you are faithful, committed, patient, loving, merciful. There's nothing you've asked us to do that you do not do even more. For there's nothing that we can do outside of you. So we are convinced and affirmed in our faith, in our belief today that you, the unchanging changer, will turn everything around in our lives that is not flowing in alignment with your perfect will in heaven. Today we declare, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Fulfill your words, O God, unto us. Remember for us your covenant. Do for us those things, O God, that we cannot do, and help us do the things that you've called us to do, that in no area of our lives will we ever be found wanting. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You carry me when some carry their God. You feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. You fight for me when some fight for their God. You know they use me, play, oh, na, 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 na. You know they use me, play, oh.
You carry me when some carry their God, their small gods. You feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. You fight for me when some fight for their God. Oh, Jesus, you know they use me, play, oh, na, 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 na. You know they use me, play, oh. Life giver, life changer, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. And he is a faithful God. God day, everybody. Well, it's a blessed day and a blessed Sunday. Praise the Lord. All right, children, we're going to pray for you, and then you can move on to your classrooms. Please, when you are leaving, just try to be quiet a little bit because the prayer continues. And teachers, remind them to be doing that. Thank you. Let us, the rest of us sitting, let's stretch our hands to pray for all our children. Father, we thank you for all our wonderful children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, and children in this house. Every single one who's hearing the sound of my voice from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking around the earth. Every decade of life, we lift everyone, extended families. We bring every one of us before you, O God. Your word says we are your little children. And Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for giving every one of them life. All our teachers, we give you praise for them. We thank you, Almighty God, for every child we serve you, every child we know you, every child we magnify your name, every child we walk in obedience according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them healthy, safe, secure. Help them with everything they have to do, everything the problems they have to solve. Help them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those in school age, we declare, God, that their learning ability will be great. They will be able to assimilate things that are good. Every evil thing will not stay in their spirit. They will only know good things. In the name of Jesus, they will excel in their academic life. We declare scholarships over them. We declare peace over them. And we declare that your angels will watch over them. So also is with every adult. In our going out and our coming in, the Lord goes before and behind us. We will have good news every day. All our family members are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. See you, children, later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you into the service, into our heart, into our lives. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our hearts, our families, our homes, our city, our nation, our church, and this service. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have two sets of scriptures to read to us this morning. So they're all short ones. So we're going to just, I'll try to not make as much comment as I can. We'll see how that goes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I always tell you the word of God is the best. Amen. I always say it's yummy, it's juicy, it's excellent, it's just it's the bread of life. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to do Psalm 63, and then we're going to do Psalm 20. I'll tell you the other one after I finish this one. Okay, Psalm 63. Let's read from verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Is he your God? Say he's my God. Early will I seek thee. When do we seek God? Later? Early. Even the world knows that. The world says the early bird gets what? I don't know where they get all these things. But So early in the morning, you seek God. When God wants to do something in your life, or you need God to do something in your life, or he wants to speak to you, it always starts early. Say early. Somebody say early. Now, when does early morning start? Can somebody tell me? No, it starts right after 12 midnight. Praise the Lord. That's morning. Amen? So, early in the morning, it starts. Doesn't start at 9 a.m. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Okay, let's move on. Early in the morning will I seek thee. My soul does what? Thirst for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. May we thirst for the word of the Lord. 2, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Amen. We see God's power in his sanctuary, but we want to see him on a daily basis. Say amen. Verse 3, you're already praying according to your faith, so let it be. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Verse 3 again, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. When you seek him, you will enjoy his loving kindness, which is better than lives. And then your lips will praise him. Verse 4, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Verse 6, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. So your bedtime is not a nightmare time. It's time to meditate on the goodness of God. Say amen. So next time you have a bad dream, or you have a nightmare, or you can't sleep, what should you do? Meditate on the living God. Amen? Yeah, in the night watches. Praise the Lord. So when you are seeking him early, we call it night, but God says early morning. Hallelujah. It's a new day. This is a day the Lord has made for me and for you to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Verse 7, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Can you rejoice in him today? Has God helped you and helped your family? Hallelujah. Well, your joy is very weak this morning. Has God been good to you and your family? You see, you ought to have been in the hospital in an accident, but God said that's not your portion. Hallelujah. He kept all harm from you and your family. Somebody praise his holy name. Somebody praise his holy name. Let us not wait to be praying for miracles. Let us live a miraculous life. Hallelujah. Verse 8, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. May God continue to hold us up. Say amen. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. So you don't have to worry about the people who want to harm you or your family. The Lord will take care of them. They have a portion, and their portion is called the lower parts of the earth. That's not for us. Say amen. What's the lower parts of the earth? 6 feet under and beyond. So may that not be your portion. Well, there's a time for 6 feet under. I say when you will live long, and when you are satisfied, you will go home to be with the Lord. That's a different kind. Praise the Lord. But there's another one that you did not fulfill your destiny. May God allow you to fulfill your destiny. Verse 10, they shall fall by the sword, and they shall be a portion for foxes. That is not good. Animals, we eat them up. Verse 11, but the king shall rejoice in God. Hallelujah. Now, who are the kings? We are. The kingdom of God is made of kings and priests. Hallelujah. So you will rejoice. Somebody say, I will rejoice in God. Well, this is David speaking, but he's talking about us also. Amen. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. May glory be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Now let's go to 26. 26. Praise the Lord. Psalm 26. I don't know if I'll read all of it. I'll do my best. Okay, let's read. Judge me, O Lord. This is still King David speaking. For I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not what? Slide. Say amen. Integrity is important. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in what? With dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. Say amen. So these are good decisions. That we keep God on your side. I will wash my hands in innocence, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Say amen. Okay, verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. I'm going to stop there, so you need to continue. Every single one of them is just as important as the ones we have read. It's up to verse 12. Should we just finish it? All right. Verse 9. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. You need to abstain from evil and people who practice evil. When you see it, you are not better than the Lord. The Lord has given you advice on what to do. Say amen. Some people, you see evil, you just dive in because you believe you are better than Jesus Christ. He has paid for their sin. It's now up to them to receive what he has paid for. Say amen. The practitioner of evil, God is against. May you not dwell in the practice of evil. He said, don't sit, don't walk, don't stand in the counsel of the ungodly. When you do that, you're going to become exactly that. It's not you that will affect them. Contamination just takes a tiny drop. Less than a pinhead drop, you are contaminated. Say, Lord, help me and have mercy on me. Amen. Amen. He said, what is inside your hand? He said, their hands are full of mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. That's corruption. Verse 11, but as for me, I will walk in my integrity. In whose integrity? Your integrity. So you are commanded to walk in integrity. Say amen. Amen. Redeem me, and I'll be be merciful unto me. Hallelujah. Verse 12. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. So where's the even place? Where's the even place? In the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you are unstable and things are not working, come back to the house of the Lord. And he will stabilize you no matter what the problem is. God is able. Let us rise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we lift our hearts before you. We lift our hands before you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, God, that today we've come to seek with you, seek your face, to meet with you. And for our lives to be transformed, every shortcomings in our life, remove them. Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, every filth and every way that does not please you. Lord, cleanse our life, purify our lives, blot away every sin record from our record book, Satan's record book, your record book, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our hearts with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Your loving kindness is better than life. That's the word we read this morning. So may your loving kindness that is better than life fill our hearts today in the name of Jesus. Where our hands will be clean, our feet will be clean. We will cling to you and run to you and seek you and your ways and not the ways of men or ways of our culture, but the ways of the living God. Father, save every member of our families. Save us and deliver us from all evil. Lord, save our city and our nation. The world today is seeking evil. But Lord, we ask, O God, that you turn the heart of the church back to you, where we seek your ways, so that your ways will begin to be what is affecting our neighborhood, our society, our family, our nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, purify our hearts, that we begin to thirst and hunger after you. In the name of Jesus, those who have come to church this morning that are sick, we declare that they be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those who are discouraged, may they be encouraged by the word of the Lord. May they stand in the house of the Lord, that their feet will be made even. In the name of Jesus, every imbalance in anyone in this house this morning, and those hearing the sound of my voice, let that imbalance leave. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, families who are fighting hidden battles, Father God, deliver them from all those battles. Be the one that conquer for them, for you have made us more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, we receive the victories that you have given to us. Father, we thank you, God, that you will put solitary in families. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. And those who have addictions, that you will bring healing to them. Bring healing to their mind, to their body, to their spirit, to their soul. And let the gates of hell never prevail against them when they have success and victory. Restore, 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 restore. And restore them back to their wholeness in Christ Jesus. Father, send helpers around them. Righteous and holy helpers, workers of righteousness, and remove every evil, iniquity workers from them. In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, those who have financial need, Lord, the breakthrough comes from you. You are the provider. Provide for all your people. Every bill be taken care of. Every need be met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever the answer is, it comes from you. We call upon the name Jesus. Can you call his name this morning? Jesus. Say, have mercy on me. Yes, his mercy will take care of everything. We receive God's mercy in Jesus' name. And now we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, 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 O God, to the nation of Israel. Lord, you made an everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are truly a covenant-keeping God. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. O God, as you bless Israel today, bless every nation. Bless Canada. Bless Nigeria. Bless United States of America. Bless Argentina. Bless Bolivia. Bless El Salvador. Bless all the nations of the earth. That's where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Remember them, O God. As you hear their cry, may deliverance come. Bring godly leaders and remove corrupt and evil leaders whose hearts are full of mischief and bribes, remove them. In the name of Jesus, you are still the same God who walked with Moses. You can do the same wonders today. Remove every Pharaoh spirit from every nation. In the name of Jesus, spirit of destruction, of destitute, of rebellion, oh God, intervene in the nations of the earth. Give people another chance to get saved, to enter your kingdom. We know this place will be cleaned out, but before then, let families be saved. This is our cry and this is our prayer. Be in the service this morning. Be with every family. Be in the word. Be in our thanksgiving worship and our offering and our tithes. And bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, and those who run and publish the word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Sister Aisha, it's good to see you. We said hello already. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to see you all. And it is good to be in the house of the Lord. Today, we are all going to be engaged in the message being preached. And I want you to engage from the depths of your being. Let the prophetic words that come forth out of your mouth be seasoned with the glory of God, the grace of God, the power of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Word of God tells us in Psalm 119, verse 89. Actually, I might take it up from verse 86. The Word of God says in verse 86, all thy commandments are faithful. Then he says, I'm being persecuted wrongfully. Help thou me. Persecution isn't necessarily an act in which somebody is putting you in prison or firing you because you are standing for something that is righteous or anything like that. It is that. But persecution sometimes is being denied what is rightfully yours. And doesn't necessarily have to come from human beings. It can be an act in the realm of the spirit. It says, they had almost consumed me upon the earth. But I forsook not thy precepts. I did not forsake your precepts, the principles of the word of God. And then it goes on and says, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so I shall keep the testimony of what? Thy mouth. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so I shall keep the testimony of thy mouth. Quicken me by your loving kindness, so I keep the words of your mouth. Now, verse 89 is the key verse. I want you to see with me this morning. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in where? Say it with me. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. One more time. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. What does that tell you? If the word of God is settled in heaven, and it did not say the word of God is settled in the earth, then the settling of God's word in the earth is not something that is automatic. God's will done in the earth as it is in heaven means there is a perfect will of God in heaven that is not in the earth. And therefore, that which is in heaven needs to be downloaded into the earth. Do you receive that? So when people say, if there is a God, how come? Well, the how come is we've got to download the perfect will of God in the heavens to the earth. Is that enough? Do you hear it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places in Christ. Where is all these spiritual blessings? In heavenly places in Christ. Did you get that? All the spiritual blessings are in heavenly places. Now, the interesting thing is that I am seated in heavenly places. But you are here in the earth. You see, there is two of you. There is the you in the heavenlies, and there is the you in the earth. Oh, that's a little bit much for some people. I know because I've seen it. I don't know if I ever told you the story about a dream I had many years ago where there was this python, white python, was just circling me. And I couldn't move. And I was just in one spot, and this big, humongous python was just going around. And then I saw me in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. And I shot a laser beam, the light of God. Boom! And it hit me. And there's this, all this flesh all over the place. And I said to myself, oh, I just killed me. But that was not what happened. What happened was that the python was blown up. Hallelujah. So I said, what happened? How come I didn't die? And the word of God came to me, said, you didn't die because you were made of the same as the light you shot. Praise the Lord. We are light beings. Amen? Hallelujah. So I wasn't destroyed by what I shot. My spiritual man lacks nothing. Hallelujah. But my earthly man needs to match up with what my heavenly man is experiencing. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus in that heavenly realm. But that does not mean that God doesn't want that to happen for me in this earthly realm. Praise the Lord. So heaven and earth need to kiss each other. Hallelujah. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. Actually, let me take it up from this. I'll just read from verse 1 right through to 4. Simon Peter's servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We have this precious faith, and you're going to use that same precious faith this morning. Amen? And it is through the righteousness of God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes, this righteousness, this stability comes from that. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God. The word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of what? Knowledge. Today we are going to be graced with the knowledge of God. Amen? Which means that we will not perish. And grace and peace are multiplied unto us through the knowledge of God and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the word of God says to us, thank you. The word of God says to us, watch this. This grace is multiplied, and then it says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things. His divine power is what? Given to us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness through the what? Knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Praise God. We've been called to that. Whereby are given unto us great, precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen? We are partakers of what? His, God's divine nature. We're partakers of that divine nature. So I'm a partaker of God's divine nature. Say, I have the nature of God. Say it again. I have the nature of God. You see, when the Bible talks about the image created in the image and likeness of God, it's not talking about image as something that represents, but image as that which is present of the real. Are you hearing this? So when God talks about his image and likeness, he's talking about when God created you and I, in the first man, that when he put man in the earth, he put God in the earth. He put himself in the earth. So when God talks about the divine nature of God, he's saying, as I am, so are you. I don't know. These things are too much for our natural mind, because somehow we kick into the flesh and we compare flesh to flesh. But God says, compare spirit with spirit. Is God flesh? Is God spirit? Okay, God says, spirit to spirit. Okay? So when I'm dealing with you and you are a spirit that lives in the flesh, God is saying to us, don't measure yourself based on this that bleeds. Measure yourself based on the truth that I am. Hallelujah. Be ye holy, for I am what? Holy. Be like me. So our standard of measurement of holiness is not based on what is legal in the earth realm. Somebody listening? It's based on who God is. Praise the Lord. Is that too much? I hope not. Not if you've been in this house for even a few weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Mark 11, beginning to read from verse 12. Mark 11, beginning to read from verse 12. I'm not going to make too much commentary until I get close to the end, for a particular reason. Mark 11, verse 12. It says, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, remember the word Bethany has two meanings, the house of dates and the house of misery. Dates are sweet. Misery is not sweet. Yes? So Bethany is a place of choice, the place of choosing. What part of Bethany are you going to embrace? Misery or sweetness? He says the Lord was hungry and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came. If haply he might find anything thereon. This is this chapter of the Bible is the one chapter that I said, if you took the whole Bible away from me, take everything from Genesis to Revelation, and I have this chapter, I'll be fine. Because there's all kinds of information in Mark 11. It is loaded, 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 loaded to the overflow. It's just loaded. So that's why I don't want to start making any comments. For the time, it says, of figs was not yet. It was not yet time for figs. And Jesus answered and said unto it. Someone said, Jesus answered. Answered what? So was the fig tree saying something? Okay. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. What possibly was the tree saying? The tree was saying, it's not my season. It is not my season. It is not normal for me to produce fruit at this time. But it was God in Christ Jesus that was expecting something from it. The God who created the fig tree knew that it was not the season for that fig tree to produce fruit. He knew it loud and clear, but was expecting that fig tree to produce fruit anyway. And you might say, excuse me, why? It's not normal. It's not its season. And this is what God says. Are you ready for this? Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God wants to take you and I from a season-free experience. Because in the heavenlies, guess what? There is no sun or moon. Jesus is the light there. Sun and moon were put here for times and seasons. Hello? Did you get that? Is that what the book of Genesis says? Okay, so the fig tree was moving based on the time and seasons of this natural world. But the word of God says we are not of this world. Is that what the word of God says? That we are not of this world? Okay, so if we are not of this world, then we must not be operating based on the systems of this world. That makes sense? Okay, praise the Lord. Let's do what Papa used to make us do. He used to say, put your hand over here like this and go. And then he says, then he will say, you know what that means? It means to take off the mask. And every time he does it, I'm thinking, what? Papa, do it like this. Well, that was his way. Take off the mask. Let's take the mask off. Let's take the limitations off. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, and they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. You see, you couldn't bring your own dove from your own house. You had to get it from the temple. And you couldn't bring your currency from outside. You had to do an exchange. And so, everybody coming into the temple came with this mindset, the mindset of lack. Do you get that? Everyone coming. I lack the money that I need to give for offering. I have to make an exchange. I don't have the dove that I need to bring for sacrifice. I need to buy it. Are you with me? The mindset of lack. That is the mindset God doesn't want us to come into his house with. We must come recognizing that everything that I need, I have. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and I am walking with all of that because I and my Father, I and my person are one. Praise God. I lack nothing in him, and the in him is here in the earth. Hallelujah. The in him is the he in me. Did you get that? I am in him and he's in me, in the earth. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. He says, I will not suffer that any man should carry any vessels through the temple. And he taught them, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. 18. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. All the people was. That's bad English. When you see bad English in the word, know there's a reason for it. Was kicks what was where into a present tense continuous mode. In essence, the word of God is saying that people will always be astonished at the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine. Guess what that doctrine is? It's the doctrine of judgment on that which is contrary to your well-being. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to go into that. Those were leaders that were in prayer meeting on Friday. I shared that with them. Watch this. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answered and said unto them, have what? Have faith in God. That statement then, verse 22, have faith in God, can be translated this way also. Have God's kind of faith. Or have the God faith. Praise the Lord. Have the God faith. Amen? Somebody say, I have the faith of God. Galatians 2 and verse 20, you don't need to go there. Just stay here. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh. The life that I'm living in the flesh, I live by what? The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith. What faith? The faith that cometh by hearing. What faith? The faith that is inbuilt in the Word of God. Hallelujah. It is by the Word of God that I'm living. Because that Word of God is the Word of faith. Do you receive that? Hallelujah. Have faith in God. In verse 23, for verily, I want you to read it with me. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. State it again. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, amen? Therefore, what is it therefore for? The therefore is because of what we just stated. That whosoever, who is the whosoever? Everybody else but you, right? No? So you include in the whosoever? Therefore I say unto you, what things you desire when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them, and you shall what? Have them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall what? Have them. What things soever you desire, when you pray, when you speak, when you prophesy, remember, in the heavens, I'm perfectly okay. I need to download that perfection down here. Yes? Okay. What will stop me from receiving what I want? Let's take care of this obstacle first. It says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have off against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may what? Forgive you your trespasses. Now, why is that important? Because this is how, by the prophetic declaration out of your mouth, this is how you download what is in heaven into the earth. But unforgiveness is the way that the enemies, you know, deprives you from receiving what you are looking for. He bridges or cuts off the circuit. Are you with me? Now, that which is in heaven, and I'm talking very slow, not to bore you, but so that you listen very carefully. Talking about principles. Life-changing principles in somebody's life. I believe it's mine. If you believe it's yours, you can lay hold of it too. It's going to change today. Hallelujah. Forgive, so that your heavenly Father can forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Why is that important? He tells us the same thing in Matthew chapter 6. He says, when you pray, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Is that what it says? And then he says, give us this day our daily bread. And I shared with you that that daily bread is not hamburgers and fries. That's your daily assignment. And the daily assignment of the believer is the daily assignment of speaking the word of God. The job, how God did his job was how? He spoke. Guess how he wants you in your spirit realm to get the job done? By speaking. Amen? He says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, he told us about hallowed be thy name. He told us about your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. He told us about giving us our daily bread. There's all kinds of things that he talked about. But what does he go back to repeat? For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Huh? So you mean forgiveness or unforgiveness can determine whether my mountains are going to move? Absolutely. Nothing changes in your world without prophetic declarations and the practice of forgiveness. When you practice unforgiveness, you short circuit your own life. It doesn't matter what somebody did to you or how much right you think you have to be upset and to be angry. Makes no difference. What you need to do is practice forgiveness. That is how God is well able to move every mountain, because he operates by love. And guess what the word of God says? It says, faith worketh by what? By love. Is this all coming together? Okay, so if you're not operating in the spirit of love, don't expect anything to change in this service for you. But if you elect to operate by the spirit of God's love, everything is subject to change. Glory be to God. Everything is changeable. There's nothing like too late in God. Hallelujah. Not until you die. God is well able to change things in my life, in your life. There is no unanswered prayers when it is prayed in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the word of God says again in Mark 11, have faith in God. For verily I say, and I want you to say it with me again, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, stop. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what mountain is he talking about? Yes, there's a physical mountain that is pointing at. But he's talking about the mountain of disappointment. Pastor, where did you get that mountain of disappointment from? Please take care of that. The mountain of disappointment. What is the mountain of disappointment in this case? He's going to the fig tree. He's expecting to get fruit from it. Yes? Did he get the fruit? No, that's disappointment. God says, that mountain of disappointment, the mountain of lack. Gotta go. The mountain of deception. All of that. I want you to join me. You're going to say with your mouth, this mountain, when you see the word move, you're going to shout it out loud. That spirit of poverty, guess what it's going to have to do right now? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Move. He says it will move. And it will be cast into the sea. I want you to see the mountains that we are going to speak to today. You say, why did you start with a mountain of poverty? Because that's where God starts. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke 4 and verse 18. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the what? The poor. That's where God starts. Poverty is not a blessing. Hallelujah. God deals with poverty. He hates poverty and will eradicate poverty. Sister, sit down. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. The Bible says, shall the lawful captives be set free? And God says, absolutely. I don't care how big that mountain is, whatever rights the enemy has over the life, I have made a decision. I am going to set the lawful captives free. Praise the Lord. There are mountains that have to move. Praise God. Praise God. Recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Bruised by what? By the forces of iniquity. It's kept them captive. The God we serve hates poverty. In fact, one of the statements of the Lord in Matthew chapter 11, verse 4 through 5, when John the Baptist is concerned, or his disciples were concerned about whether Jesus was the real deal. I believe, really, that it was not John doubting Jesus, but that he knew that he was about to die, and he wanted his disciples to connect with Jesus, to have that personal relationship with Jesus. And so he sent them to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said to them, go and show unto John again those things which you do hear and see. And what is it? The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and what? The poor have the gospel preached to them. He had to say that, because that is God's agenda. Poverty came because of sin. Yes? In the garden. That's where poverty started. From the place of abundance, poverty. And God came to address that issue. I dare go here. that part of the covenant blessing of God in our lives as believers is that the stronghold of poverty must be destroyed. We have not taught that because we look at different parts of the world and we say, well, you know, what about those Christians in over there in that African nation or over there in Russia or over there wherever that are poor? And we say, well, if there's deliverance possible from poverty because I am saved, then they should. What did we say at the very beginning? Nothing is automatic. In the heavenlies, they are not broke. But if you don't teach it, they will not know it. My people perish because of a lack of knowledge. I must believe that poverty is not meant to be part of my life, and therefore that mountain must move and be cast into the sea. Somebody hearing? Please hear it. Don't use your natural mind to discount the word of God. Use what you see in the natural to limit God. But believe that God, who is well able, can do extraordinary things in us and through us. In the magnificent, awesome name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Hear this. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. Amos 3 and verse 7. There are different mountains that we're going to move today. It says, surely the Lord will do what? Nothing. For a fact, the Lord will do nothing. What is left out of nothing? God is not going to do anything, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Let me help us right now. God will do nothing except through the prophetic word. Come on, come on. If there's no prophetic declaration, God will do nothing. Can't do anything. Somebody's got to say something. We ask God for his secrets. What he wants said. And when we say it, God says amen to it. He will do according to what we have said. Listen, the way God started it was right there in the garden. Whatever Adam called the animal, that was the name of the animal. Hello? In fact, there's a school of thought. Are you with me? There's a school of thought that when God created everything, that God brought man into the scene to start mimicking what he was doing or had done. And he says, speak something. Speak. And Adam will speak something, and what Adam spoke was what showed up. What you say is important. God will do nothing except reveal secrets to you so that you can prophesy, and in that prophetic declaration, there be a manifestation. And where we are starting today is to remove obstacles from our destiny. Amen? There's a mountain of sickness and disease, whatever the name is. Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him. And by the stripes that he bore, we were healed. Hallelujah. He sent his word and healed us. Shouted, move! Mountain of sickness and disease, move! Be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. The word of God says that God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The word of God says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So we will declare together to the spirit of fear that traumatizes people, that hinders lives, that causes people to live in the state of confusion. Spirit of fear, in the mighty name of Jesus, move, move, cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God we serve hates depression, whether it's generated by chemical imbalance or whatever source it is. And a great deal of depression is repressed anger and unforgiveness. But depression's got to go. Somebody shout hallelujah. Move, spirit of depression. Cast into the sea. Do you see those mountains moving? The spirit of confusion. The word of God is very clear that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Hallelujah. So we declare in Jesus' name, confusion, move in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. So many fail in life. Failure seems to be the order of the day for so many. We expect it. But God says to us that failure and defeat is not our portion. Somebody shout hallelujah. No weapons formed against us. So we say to that spirit of failure and defeat, move and be cast into the sea. Somebody shout hallelujah. People suffer from much rejection. Go looking for a job, rejected. Ideas, rejected. But God did not call us to rejection. He even says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hallelujah. So we will speak to that mountain of rejection in the mighty name of Jesus. Move, be cast into the sea. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. No weapons formed against you in any way, shape, or form will prosper. And we declare freedom from every lie of the enemy. When it comes to our marriages and our relationships, no plans of darkness will have any root of presence in our marriages, in our relationships. For this day, by the authority of the word of God, we owe no man anything but to love them, and we declare freedom from every shattering spirit of darkness. You issues of marital problems, move in Jesus' name. Be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. There are sabotaging spirits that come and harass people. You're trying to get ahead in life, and this sabotaging spirit comes and begins to tamper with things that you are doing, making certain that you do not arrive where you need to move into. This is sabotaging altars. Move and be cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to stop there for a moment. The word of God says concerning sabotaging spirits, Balak had hired and employed a prophetic voice. And that prophetic voice was to speak curses on Israel. Israel knew nothing about it. They were there in the valley. They didn't know that there were people setting up altars, seven altars at a time, representing every day. Are you with me? Bullocks were being slain, and Balaam positions himself to curse Israel. But what came out of his mouth were blessings. Today I declare that no devil and no entities of any sort will be able to open their filthy mouth to speak anything evil concerning you, but rather when they want to speak evil, blessing will come out in the name of Jesus. So Balaam has been challenged by Balak and says, I hired you to come curse these people, but you keep on blessing them. And Balaam says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel according to this time. Hallelujah. Guess what? This time is every time. Praise God. It shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrath? In other words, instead of problems, the testimony, look at what God has done. Hallelujah. Good news, not bad news. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit of disobedience and rebellion, that mountain must come down. It must be removed. It must be cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this very moment, we decree by the word of God, mountain of disobedience and rebellion, move and be cast into the sea in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about Ahab and Jezebel. These were governmental spirits that led the people of God away from the things of God. Jezebel was going around killing the prophets of God. We declare that mountain, move in Jesus' mighty name, be cast into the sea. Any spirit that will want to sabotage the will of God in your life, to cause you as a prophet of God to stop prophesying. This day, the assignment of God's word is to go against that thing and eradicate its power, its influence. It is cast into the abyss of that unending sea. In Jesus' mighty name, spirit of Ahab and Jezebel. Bible tells us about a man called Achan. when the children of Israel came into the promised land, Achan took what belonged to God. God said, don't take anything from Jericho. Jericho is my first fruit. That spirit that will cause men to take what belongs to God, cause us to think otherwise. This day we declare, move in Jesus' mighty name. The spirit of Achan must move. Hallelujah. The mountain of Achan, move. Be cast into the sea. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about a giant called Goliath. The children of Israel, for 40 days, were terrorized by the spirit of Goliath, until a man who believed God came and brought him down. That mountain of the spirit of Goliath that wants to blaspheme the name of God, move in the mighty name of Jesus. Be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. I pray that the words that we're speaking forth out of our mouths are not just words, but that we believe that we are prophesying. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a spirit of divination. It is the Python spirit. Just hold for a moment. That spirit of divination was a spirit that was pretentious. It wanted to occupy the space when Paul left town. And this spirit came, and it seemed like it was promoting Paul, saying, you got to listen to these guys. They've got the words of God. But this spirit of divination was busy making money for the owners. The spirit of divination is a monitoring spirit. There are spirits that monitor you to see what you are doing and when you're doing it. We call this a monitor because we see things in it. Before the natural, there is the spiritual. Are you hearing me? There are demonic forces that see things that are happening in your life. There are people that watch you. They may be watching you and they are in Quebec or in Timbuktu, but they watch you. Anytime they switch on the monitor and they watch whatever it is that you're doing. They say, that's not possible. You don't know nothing. They are monitoring spirits. They are devilish. They are familiar spirits. But today, we are going to break and destroy their equipment. Hallelujah. We're going to blind them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to cut off the connection, the frequency. That frequency is going to be messed up and confused. When they look at their monitor, they will see their own destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Paul encountered that spirit. The spirit of divination. The Bible calls it, you see, that word divination is the word Python. Python. Remember I was talking to you about the Python? I didn't even know. You know, the amazing thing about this is I didn't know there was albino pythons. About a few weeks later, I don't know what I was doing. I saw an albino python reading something. I said, that's that same thing. Well, black, white, any color. Today, python spirit dies out of your life, out of my life, out of this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that would hinder you must die. You receive that word? So let's speak to that spirit. Mountain, move in Jesus' name, be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not just speaking words right now, we are prophesying because we are mandated by the word of God to do so. Then there is the mountain of the sorcerer, Elymas. A pretender who calls himself son of Jesus or by Jesus. The spirit that tries to bring confusion and resist the will of God and make it impossible for others to step into the wholeness of God. That mountain got to what? Move. Hallelujah. So we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, spirit of Elymas, move in Jesus' mighty name. Be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then there's a mountain of addictions and suicidal spirits. Mama prayed about addictions this morning as she led us in the time of intercession. Many are addicted to all kinds of nonsense. But today we are declaring that the spirit that will generate addictions and suicide, move in Jesus' mighty name. Be cast into the sea. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Now, I don't know what other spirits or mountains that you sense in your spirit need to move. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to speak that thing and subdue it under the authority in the name of Jesus. We are not just speaking meaningless words. The words that we speak in are empowered. Hallelujah. We're declaring that whatever is an obstacle, because that's what mountains are. They are obstacles. Obstacles that want to shut you off from your destiny. That obstacle could be anything. But whatever it is, and maybe I can help you now and say, mountain, whatever your name is, today you move and you're cast into the sea. You will not be an obstacle in my life henceforth. Praise God. Praise God. Are you ready to do that? Whatever that mountain is, whether it be known to you or not known to you, whether it's around the corner or in the distant future, today we are declaring the judgment of God on that mountain because we serve a God who has a big hammer. Hallelujah. He will crush everything. In fact, one of the things he says before he comes, he will reduce the mountains and fill the valleys and make an even place. Praise God. Are you ready? Then rise with me. You prophesy. Speak out of your mouth. The mountain that's against your business. Maybe it's against your marriage. Maybe it's against your children. Maybe it's against your health. Whatever that mountain is, whatever its name is, we're going to declare now, God, you know the mountains before me. Reveal them and show me how to eradicate them. Every single one of them. I give you a minute to begin to declare freedom and deliverance from those mountains. And when I count up to 10, we are going to declare what's on the screen. Hallelujah. Bandorobo shaka talabaka. Lord, whatever the mountains are, whatever their names are, known and unknown, whatever the roots of them might be, whatever is an obstacle to my destiny, obstacle to your divine purpose, goal, and objective for my life, for my family, for this ministry, for this calling, whatever they might be, whoever they might be, whatever entity it is subject to the authority of your name. For in the name and by the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, O God, that unforgiveness is not in the way. Nothing is in the way. Oh, but this day we declare, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Move in Jesus' mighty name. Be cast into the sea. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You may be seated. I close with this passage of scripture found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 and 28. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. The word of God says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Hallelujah. And verse 28 says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. So, Pastor, why will you read us that passage? Ask me. Okay, since you're inquiring, I'll tell you. God will never ask you to do something that he won't do. The command, the statement of God in verse 27 is this. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Praise God. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it. That's the instruction God gave to you and I. Don't withhold good from them that it is due, that have a need. When it is in your power to do it. Just do it. Well, if that's what God is asking me to do, guess what? He is committing himself to do the same thing. So we say to God, withhold not good that is due us. Amen? It is in your power to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. What that means simply, child of God, is this. Receive. Because God holds himself to that same standard. Amen? And verse 28, he says, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. How many of you know God has it already? Praise God. And by prophetic declarations, we will finalize by saying this statement right now. Let the perfection of God's glory in me, in Christ Jesus, be made manifest now as the will of God in my life, in the earth, in this flesh. Amen? Will you do that? One more time, rise with me. Say after me. Father, my heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. Your name will not be blasphemed. Your name will not be dragged through the mud. Therefore, I declare that your perfection, your glory that is invested in all spiritual blessings in me, in heavenly places, now be made manifest in this earth realm, in this physical body, in this now, to your glory and honor, and for my benefit, now, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us say amen with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, our Lord, is the amen of God. And everything we've declared today, we've declared according to his word. And they will say, let it be unto me according to thy word. I know the thoughts. Jeremiah 29. Stay standing. I want that scripture on the screen. And I want you to declare it with me. From Jeremiah chapter 29, where God's word is very explicit. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. He says, read it, say, declare it with me. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Say, I receive it. I receive your good thoughts and the expected end. Your good thoughts towards me, I receive now. I reject every other thought that is not in agreement with your thoughts. I command All thoughts, my thoughts, other people's thoughts, every thought to align, align, align to your thoughts, oh God, concerning me. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. They said, yes. They said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give the Lord a good clap offering. He is faithful. I thank God for every one of you. At this time, Mama is going to come and join me. We're going to share in communion together. But as we are getting ready to share in communion together, let us bring our best gifts, the best expressions of faith, our tithe, our offerings, our first fruits, our vows, whatever commitments you've made unto the Lord. Just come at this time and honor God with your giving. Amen. Praise God. Let's do it. You and I cannot outgive God. The Word of God says that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. God has challenged us concerning our giving. If you do not have your communion element, this is a good time to raise your hand so that the ushers can come by you and make certain that you are served. Praise God. If you have not been saved, just raise your hand. That's the only way they are going to see you and connect with you. Okay. God is good. Amen. It is. This one is hard this morning. Take another one. There we go. All right. This is the body of the Lord. It's a body that releases the covenant of God towards us. The God we serve is a covenant-keeping God. This morning, as I was here earlier in the day, the Lord spoke to me, says, I want to hear this particular song. So I picked up the phone and I called Sister Lindsay. And he very specifically told me, he said, I want it to be the last song for the service, praise and worship service segment. So I called Sister Lynn, so I said, this song, this is a song, Mountain Mover, Covenant Keeping God. Can you guys do it? She said, yes, we can. In fact, it is the last song for the service, confirming what the Lord had already spoken. Amen. Hallelujah. What I did not tell her was that God spoke to me first time about it on Friday. I don't know how I thought I heard the song on Friday or something happened. Anyway, and I'm hearing that song in my spirit. I put it aside. And this morning, the Lord reminded me about it. Because he wants you and I to know he is a covenant-keeping God. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to take of this body. We're going to eat. We're going to drink. And for the last song of tonight, or this morning, I'd like the worship team one more time to sing that song. We're going to dance and leave this place with that song this morning. Amen? So this is the body of the Lord. Take and eat. He is a covenant-keeping God.
Somebody say every mountain.
Every mountain.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family's life.
In my family life.
In my business.
In my business.
In my career.
In my career.
In my ministry.
In my ministry.
In my spouse's life.
In my spouse's life.
In my children's life.
In my children's life.
In my grandchildren's life.
In my grandchildren's life.
In my great grandchildren's life.
In
my parents' life.
In my parents' life.
In anyone.
In anyone.
That's related to me.
That's related to me.
Those that I love.
Those that I love.
They move.
They move.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Hallelujah. Praise God. In just a moment, we're going to sing that song. But before we do, is there anyone that's here for the first time? This is your first time here at Glory and Peace? Would like to say hello to you. Your first time. Okay. I'll be back. Those of you on Zoom, just hold on a quick moment.